Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After last night's Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, the Pentagon has just announced there were no American casualties and says damage done by the attacks was not significant. President Trump is to address the nation shortly about the whole situation. Meanwhile, Iran is warning the U.S. against retaliating for yesterday's attacks. The U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the White House, says this all needs a diplomatic solution.
Not all problems can be solved militarily, and we should not ask our military to try to solve problems that they cannot alone solve.
A report out this morning from ADP and Moody's Analytics says private payroll jobs in the U.S. are on the rise, with companies adding 202,000 positions in December. That beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Iran says it will not be giving the black box from a Ukraine International Airlines jet that crashed last night near Tehran to Boeing, as would normally be protocol. That 737 went down shortly after taking off from the Tehran airport, killing all 176 passengers and four crew members on board. It was headed for Kiev at the time. Boeing says it's still able to gather information on the crash itself without that black box. Aviation expert Neil Hansford says he finds the crash rather puzzling.
Very surprising because the aircraft is only 3.5 years old. The 737-800 is an absolute cornerstone of short-haul aviation, and Ukrainian has not been a carrier of concern.
The European Union's climate monitoring service claims that 2019 was the planet's second hottest year on record, below only 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
One of the Democrats seeking the White House out with a bankruptcy law proposal. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a bankruptcy reform proposal that would undo many of the legal provisions supported by rival Joe Biden. Warren's proposal would roll back many key aspects of a bankruptcy measure passed by Congress in 2005, which critics have long criticized as tilting the playing field in bankruptcy procedures away from consumers and in favor of banks and lenders. One of the main backers of the bill was then-Senator Joe Biden, whose home state of Delaware is headquarters to many of the nation's largest credit card issuers. The Massachusetts senator blamed its provisions, making it harder for consumers to discharge debt in bankruptcy, for worsening the 2008 financial crisis, citing research showing the bill caused about 800,000 additional mortgage defaults and 250,000 additional foreclosures.
And the biggest imitation meat maker says it's impossible for it to meet the supply demands of a chain that was interested in its products. Impossible Foods now pulling out of a coveted deal that would have supplied McDonald's with plant-based burgers, saying it simply cannot produce enough patties to partner with the world's number one fast food chain. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Everybody. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston joins us now. New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, legal professor, and on top of all that good stuff that we need to know. Mr. James, Happy New Year to you. How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, it is a happy new year for us that do not want to get in the bucket of gum with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and all those antitheticals that are just absolutely brain damaged over this, Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, you know, up is down, down is up, good is bad, bad is good. I mean, it's incredible. When is it wrong for the United States to take out a murderer, a person who has American blood on their hands, has been doing this for decades and getting away with it? When is it bad to take him out?
Yeah, well, it certainly isn't bad now. And people I know in the military tell me that this guy, this Soleimani, is someone that they've been wanting to take out for years and years. They consider him a more important target than anyone that's been taken out in the past, including Osama bin Laden, including Baghdadi, simply because he is the mastermind of murder that is responsible for the escalation that, because the news media fails to report, a lot of people are surprised. Mm-hmm. If you look at just the last couple of months, what Iran has done, they've attacked 6 oil tankers, mm-hmm. 6 attacks of oil tankers. They shot down a U.S. surveillance drone that was totally a non-belligerent, non-attacking vehicle.
Mm. Right.
They seized a British ship and its crew. They struck the oil processing facilities of Saudi Arabia and damaged them to the point where half their oil production was down, which hurts the entire Western world. And if the United States hadn't been energy independent as we now are, it would have really hurt us. And people in the mainstream media were criticizing Trump. They were saying he talks tough, but he doesn't do anything. And so the president showed great restraint. And what did he wait until the last nail in the coffin for Soleimani? Is he orchestrated an act of war?
Exactly.
Attacked our embassy. Mm-hmm. That's our territory. That's our soil.
Our sovereign territory. Yep, exactly.
Exactly. So what Trump did is consistent. He did a strategic, a very restrained, very thoughtful response, but with great, great power, because it showed lessons to our enemies across the world, not just in Iran. It was a lesson for Kim Jong-un as well.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you think you're safe, but you're not. And there's things we can do. So maybe it's time to negotiate. And this is similar. You remember the targeted airstrikes that Trump ordered against Assad over the chemical weapons? That was back in 2018. It seems like mm-hmm. a long time ago now that it's 2020. Mm-hmm. And you remember this? It was real surprising. They launched cyber strikes against the Iranian missile control systems. And it completely surprised, you know, the intelligentsia. They had no idea that we were even in that game. And we did that. So
they so underestimate this president, James. I mean, to hear them talk, I mean, it's like, give me a break. You are an elected official. You're a congressman. You're a senator. And you talk so aimlessly. I mean, you want us to believe the president has no information whatsoever, that he's a bumbling idiot. And then you find out after the fact that he's more right than wrong. But there's no apology. And the damage that's been done because of the political capital that is so freewheeling, it's like in place of the Fed, the mainstream media just keeps writing blank checks that the Democrats can make stupid statements on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing he's so tough, because he's the Rodney Dangerfield of presidents. He don't get no respect. You know, I mean, look, he brought together Kim Jong-un and the South Korean leader. It was outside of North Korea. It was actually took place in South Korea. He didn't get any credit for that.
No.
He didn't get any credit for restoring the military. He didn't get any credit for these unprecedented, wonderful new trade deals. So he knows that, mm-hmm. and he's willing to go forward anyway. And so this is the Trump doctrine. The Trump doctrine has been expressed as America first, and it's been categorized as a principled realism.
Mm-hmm.
And what it really is it's something that Trump has demonstrated by his actions. We knew he wasn't a politician. We feel that he genuinely loves the country and wants to act in its best interest. And clearly, this is a break from the past.
Exactly.
Past policies of appeasement and corruption. You know, appeasement with fake treaties, fake agreements with Iran, and corruption, passing billions of dollars in cash at midnight
right.
to these people who then have used that money to kill hundreds of Americans under this guy, Soleimani, basically orchestrating it.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they took out this leader of Khatib Hezbollah, this guy Mohandas as well. Mm-hmm. We don't hear about him. But that was
That's another big hit. That was huge, James. And the thing is that getting back to this doctrine, what Donald Trump has done by simplifying the message is he's made it very evident who's for us and who's against us. And it's not even we're talking existential. We're talking domestically. The way the Democrats, the way the mainstream media are speaking in the face of something so pragmatic as the Trump doctrine, it's like, wait a minute. What are you talking about? And, you know, it's one thing you expect to hear this from the squad, but when you're hearing it repeatedly from Schumer and Pelosi and the rest of the ilk, it's like, wait a minute, you guys are totally unhinged. Because of your dislike for Trump, you can't even begin to appreciate and like the United States of America.
Their attacks on this president have weakened this nation, have created very dangerous situations. And if it weren't for the strength that he exhibits and his very tough talk, which I appreciate so much, him saying he's going to respond fast and hard on 52 targets, mm-hmm. including cultural targets. That's what we need the president to do. It's risky from a political point of view, but this isn't a politician.
Exactly.
We elected him. And for years, you know, Bill, I've covered the idiots, the empty-headed morons in Hollywood who say things that are so ridiculous in many cases because they're uninformed. We have idiots now apologizing to Iran. Idiots like Rose McGowan and Michael Moore.
James, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
James Herson is back with us, and we're talking about the unhinged body politic. And James, what again, which bothers me most is the way this is being covered. It really gives a lot of false premises and pretense of, you know, President Trump and what he's doing on behalf of America. And Americans are being taught. They're being conditioned by the mainstream media and by the lies coming out of the Democrats that they cannot believe them, that all they have to do is ask a critical question or two of the topic that happens to be at hand. And you ask yourself, is this helping or hurting America? Do we have the facts? Do we know everything? I mean, you know, this president has been bombarded with one lie after another, even before he took office, as the evidence is proving out. And here we are, as you mentioned earlier, we're into another week of impeachment that's going on. Nancy Pelosi will not give the articles of impeachment to the Senate because she will lose control. And it galls me that she is challenging whether or not there's going to be a fair process when suddenly it was a big problem for the Democrats in the House when the Republicans were asking about process. But now that the shoe's on the other foot, it's about process. And, oh, yeah, let's introduce fairness into play, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the articles of impeachment is based on the idea that the president supposedly obstructed the House. So we have these articles of impeachment that allege obstruction as Nancy Pelosi obstructs the Senate. Gee, so they have a projection problem, as they often do, and but I think they've sunk to such new lows. They're so transparent in their basic quizzling approach.
Well, James, you know, but James, you wait a minute. Going back to this obstruction deal.
Let me yourself with the enemy.
Exactly. I want to go back to the obstruction issue. As a legal analyst, you know this cannot hold water. I mean, they cannot claim obstruction when the president is asking for due process. The Congress can ask for anything, but the president has the authority because of separation of powers to say no, does he not?
He does, and it's called executive privilege, and it went to court. But Pelosi was in a big hurry to pass that before the end of the year for some strategic reason. And so she ignored the pending court decision and ignored, of course, the president's privilege. Look, these articles are so bankrupt of any valid legal argument. They have no evidence. They've really not stated clearly a crime, to the point where somebody, Josh Hawley, the senator who is sometimes critical of the president, he's going to make a motion to dismiss, and meaning that let's just vote on dismissal.
Yes.
There's talk in the Senate about changing the rules of the Senate, saying that the Senate can move forward whether Nancy Pelosi delivers the articles or not. The Senate has the power to do that. That power is given to the Senate by the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so they ought to do that. They ought to move forward. And what I believe, they should have a motion to dismiss and declare the impeachment null and void, an annulment, if you will.
James,
Nancy Pelosi has killed any chance of a valid impeachment.
Exactly. Well, you know, and she likes it when it's all confusing like this because it gives her place and it gives her room in which she can plead plausible deniability and, you know, plausible blame to the base and that sort of thing, and they will buy into it. But James, isn't there, I mean, where is the right to a speedy trial? That's thrown out the door? Or, I mean, does that come into play here?
Well, the president's been deprived of his right to call witnesses, his right to confront witnesses, his right to a valid defense in Adam Schiff's and Jerry Nadler's hearings. So it's just all part of their kangaroo approach to deny the president the right to a Senate trial, which Nancy Pelosi has done up to now. Mm-hmm. But as I said, she conditioned her delivery of the articles on her demands. She has no constitutional right to do that. Once she did that, she nullified the impeachment legally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why I want to see the Senate act quickly to express that nullification. Now, there's already talk. The Democrats know this is true, which is why they're now talking about adding more articles of impeachment. So they can do that. They can play this game and destroy and debase impeachment even further by sending up article after article, and the Senate will dismiss them, and we can go and play this game all the way up until the election where Donald Trump gets reelected, and they can all lose their minds and have
problems. Even more so. Yeah, and we'll just have to set up some governmental health care process in which to give them some mental health treatment, and then maybe they might feel what others are feeling across the country that are depending on the government for medical care. James, getting back to the impact that this is having in terms of our foreign policy, don't know if you saw this yet, but you've got the Iranian regime offering $80 million for President Trump's head. I mean, this is what it's come to. I mean, they've already said death to America, so now death to the president. Should that mean any more, or are they just elevating the rhetoric beyond the level to where they can, you know, they can actually do something about this, or are they putting themselves in a position of a, let's say, Saddam Hussein that kept pounding his chest and making great claims until suddenly he loses his country and his leadership?
Yeah, I mean, it's very consistent with the way the leadership of Iran, not the people of Iran,
yes,
not the Persian people, but the leadership thinks. But to add to it, this supposed comedian, George Lopez, has stated that he'll do it for half. He'll do it for only $40 million. Now, he thinks he's being funny about assassinating the president of the United States. But there have been a lot of calls, and I think they're correct, on social media for the Secret Service to pay a visit to George Lopez's place. That is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's the kind of response when we talk about the leaders of Iran that I expect from them,
mm-hmm.
because they're saber rattlers from way back. It's part of Middle Eastern culture. We had that situation with Baghdad Bob, remember?
Exactly.
We were invading Iraq. Mm-hmm. So this is what I expect. So I have to say, though, that since Soleimani was taken down, they've been muted. You know, what we usually hear would be a response that, you know, the United States will reap a whirlwind of fire and fury or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, when the president said, if you you know, respond and harm any American interests, we're going to bomb 52 targets, and they're going to include cultural targets that are culturally important to Iran. And the response from the minister, the high-ranking minister of Iran, was, well, that's a war crime, he said. That's not normal for Iran. That should be something that shows that they're scared of this president.
Exactly.
And that's the way we want it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, this thing, they're never going to be our friends. That
exactly.
leadership in Iran.
James,
they're not going to hang out, and we're not going to come to a beer summit.
No, we're not. Yeah, exactly. Do you have Kathy Griffin's phone number? Maybe she can. Maybe George Lopez can call her up and ask her what it's like to be investigated by the Secret Service when you make a threat to the president.
Yeah, really, I that would be a good thing. Maybe she can console George.
I don't think George is going to have a beer summit or a tequila summit with the Secret Service.
We live in an era where a comedian like George Lopez, if he tells a joke about a transgender,
yes,
he will be canceled. It's cancel culture.
Right.
But if he tells a joke, a supposed joke about murdering the president of the United States, these idiots in Hollywood will slap his back.
James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst here on Bill Martinez Live. As always, James, appreciate the insight. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After last night's Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, the Pentagon has just announced there were no American casualties and says damage done by the attacks was not significant. President Trump is to address the nation shortly about the whole situation. Meanwhile, Iran is warning the U.S. against retaliating for yesterday's attacks. The U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the White House, says this all needs a diplomatic solution.
Not all problems can be solved militarily, and we should not ask our military to try to solve problems that they cannot alone solve.
A report out this morning from ADP and Moody's Analytics says private payroll jobs in the U.S. are on the rise, with companies adding 202,000 positions in December. That beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Time to get away from all the political stuff, huh? Let's talk about some fun. Time to go to the big adult serious store I'm telling you about, the Consumer Electronics Show that's taking place in Las Vegas even as we speak. Brian Moody, the executive editor at Auto Trader, joins us now from the floor, and we're going to be talking about the top auto trends that he's seeing there in Las Vegas. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me, and I'm going to tell you this personally, a much-needed break for me as well. This stuff is cool.
Isn't it awesome? I mean, I'll tell you, I have, in all these years and the many years I've been invited to attend CES, I have not made it there, and this is why I enjoy vicariously, you know, talking to people like yourself who can give us different perspectives of the massive display that is there every year.
Massive. Think about the biggest festival, concert, or trade show you've ever been to in your life. This makes those look like a picnic, comparatively. Uh-huh. There's so many people, so many halls, so much cool tech that when you walk by, you're like, part of me is like, I gotta buy one of those. Yeah. And then part of me is just, I think it's cool.
Exactly. Doesn't it bring out the kid in everybody once again? I mean, it's like you get to become a kid again. I mean, forget about what's happening around the world. Let's just go to Vegas. We'll go to CES and have some fun.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let's talk about the list of the best new automotive technologies for 2020 you're seeing there.
So the great thing about the Consumer Electronics Show is that a lot of the stuff is sort of future-oriented, but some of it is available now. So what we did was we came you can get right now features, tech, automotive stuff that we think is cool and compiled it in one place. And one of those is wireless Apple CarPlay. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Apple CarPlay and how it interfaces with your car. You put your icons up on the screen. You can text or find directions or listen to Spotify, all these things through this app that goes in your, but now what you can do without a wire. And in addition to that, you can also look for wireless phone charging, even if you don't have Apple CarPlay. So whatever car you're interested in, look for wireless phone charging. You just place your phone right there in the console and it starts charging it up automatically. We also like this thing from Hyundai. Now, this sounds like a future thing, but it's really happening right now. Mm-hmm. It's called the Remote Parking Assistant. You get in your car. There's a parking space that's big enough for your car to fit, but you know that once you get there, you can't open your doors. You can step outside of the car and use a remote to guide the car into that space.
Unbelievable.
If something gets in the way or you do it wrong or it's going to hit, it will stop. And then when you come back, you can back it out, standing outside of the car, get in and drive away. That's really cool, and you can get that now on the Hyundai Sonata, and I bet you they're going to do it on a lot more cars coming up.
Well, that's amazing. What other cool things are you seeing there that are grabbing your eye?
A couple things that are more transportation-related. So Delta Airlines has quite a big showing. They are showing cool things like an exoskeleton that helps workers lift heavy luggage with less strain. Imagine like a realistic version of a RoboCop suit. Mm-hmm. It helps you lift things that are heavy without putting strain on your muscles. Also, Delta Airlines is showing this thing called parallel reality. And what that means is that everybody can see one screen in the airport, but it displays lots of different personal information for lots of different people all at the same time. So, for example, you might be walking through the airport, and when the screen comes up, probably you're going to be connected through your Delta app or your SkyMiles account, I'm not really sure, but it would know that you're there, and it would say, hey, your gate, your flight, and your departure time, and it would know what language you need to see that in case you're traveling abroad or if you're from out of town and you're traveling in the U.S. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Let me leave you with this one. Tell me what you think about this. The car sun visor. You're familiar with this. You pull it down. Mm-hmm. It blocks the sun, right? But it also blocks everything else.
Exactly.
Bosch has a see-through sun visor that will only dim small portions of it because it can read your face and it knows where your eyes are. So it's a see-through sun visor that only tints those areas where the sun is directly in your eyes, almost like virtual sunglasses.
How cool. That is very, very cool. It's about time. I mean, we've seen, you know, innovations close to that level, you know, come down the pike. But now for Bosch to do this, this is awesome. I can't wait to, you know, see it up close and experience it myself. You know, you're speaking about robotics, how that's been coming into play. I was looking at a feature the other night about the assembly line and how they're getting these repetitive motions assisted by robotics to make it easier and more safe for these, you know, these line operators that assemble our cars.
Yeah, that's really cool. In fact, I was lucky enough to go to an Acura factory in Ohio, and the Acura NSX is largely built by hand, but they have these big semi-robotic things that the employees use to, like, move the engine into the engine bay. So they are lifting it and they are moving it, but it's guided by this big hydraulic, almost like that thing from Alien where she gets inside, you know?
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Almost like that, and they move it in and it goes into the right spot, and then it tells you which bolts have or have not been tightened and in which order to tighten them in.
Unbelievable. This has got to be, what a great gig for you, Brian, that, you know, as the editor for Auto Trader, to be able to go, I mean, because stuff like that really fascinates me. I love getting behind the scenes, and it really helps you appreciate the industry, you know, of the American mind and the people that participate in it.
And not only that, when you get to see certain, like in CES, here's one thing that's cool. Sony built a car. It's called the Vision S. Sony built a concept car.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the combination of a Tesla and a Toyota. Now, will Sony sell cars to the public? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But what they did was they included all of their screens, cameras, and sensors in one place saying, hey, the car of the future is going to need all these things. We build them. Here's what that looks like in one package.
Did you throw a rock at one of their windows? Just teasing. I mean, hey, let's see how really good you are. Let me pick up this rock. Why not?
Sir, you're not allowed back.
Yes. We're gonna take your credentials away. Go ahead.
Exactly right. But I think that Tesla demo, my theory is it went appropriately. Mm. That's what ballistic glass does.
Yes.
I don't know. Did they think it was going to bounce off? I mean, it would have been bad if it went through, but it's supposed to keep the projectile from going inside the car.
Exactly.
I think it worked appropriately. I just don't think that the guy knew how his stuff worked.
Exactly. Overpromised, underproduced. You know, we run into that all the time. What are you seeing by way of autonomous cars? You mentioned, you know, some parking assist, but what else are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. Is this going to be a soft end to this autonomous idea? The theory that next year we're all going to have cars that drive themselves, that's just not reality. Mm. Now, the technology is there. It can do it. I've done it. I've sat in the back seat of a Nissan in Tokyo on the freeway, navigating lanes and changing. It does. It works. Mm. But when you add things like individual drivers, weather conditions, road conditions, city infrastructure, we're not going to be there. But on the way will be small steps like cruise control that can match the speed of the car ahead of you, cruise control that can come to a full stop and then start again in heavy traffic. Or Kia has this, for example, and so does some other cars, Volvo. It will steer through the lane for you on the freeway. So, yes, you're supposed to have your hands on the wheels, but if you for a second don't, or if you're fatigued or you are not paying attention, you won't go into the next lane. It will steer through the lanes for you. Nissan has this lane centering technology. That's where it's going for the short term. Yes, we will see automated buses and shuttles that run on a virtual track. That will happen. But the automated car all by itself, I don't think that's going to happen for decades.
Exactly. What about electric vehicles? We got about a minute left.
Tons of them. And here's where it's going. It's taking a turn. Now what we're seeing is performance and luxury electric cars. Mustang Mach-E, obviously a performance car, or else why would they call it Mustang? Rivian, Fisker, Nissan showing a performance-oriented crossover and a test car. It's going to happen, but now they're more performance and luxury-oriented than we ever thought before, and you can blame Tesla for kicking that off.
Well, how cool is this? He is coming to us live from the show floor at CES in Las Vegas, Nevada, having a fun time and being a big kid like the rest of us would be if we were there too. Brian Moody, the executive editor of Auto Trader. Brian, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you.
You got it, buddy.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. In the grave.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be visiting with Ryan Dobson. You might be familiar with the name. He's been on with us before. He's the son of a high-profile Christian leader, Dr. James Dobson, and you'll recall, whose family routinely faced death threats. Ryan brings to the table a lifetime of experience in family and parenting, as well as extensive personal experience with security issues. He has partnered with Cove Security to create the Cutting Edge Seminar that comprehensively addresses the key security concerns that families face today and gives parents the tools and resources they need to feel safe at home, online, and in public spaces. And, of course, with the recent shooting of what we saw in Texas, which was quite shocking, what Ryan has to share with us is very timely. Ryan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, as the founder of the church-based Home Safe Training Program, we're finding out by experience that churches today have unnecessarily become soft targets. And you know, their constituents, their congregants are becoming victims. And thank God, again, we're able to witness a good guy with a gun trumps a bad guy with a gun almost every time.
Yeah, I mean, that security team was on the spot. It was just so amazing what a great job they did. We also have to ask ourselves, what happens if they didn't, if they weren't there? Only 25% of churches in America have a security team. And I mean, how many were trained that well, as you know, as well? So it could have been a completely different story had there not been somebody there to take care of it.
And the footage is extremely telling, Ryan, what people do, you know, they cower. I mean, I understand. I mean, you know, that's the instinct because you get, you know, flight or fright. And when the fright, you know, when the options come up, the binary choice, unless you're trained otherwise, you're just going to leave yourself open I mean, in this particular case, he had a shotgun, so he would have had to reload, but nonetheless, he still was able to kill two people before he was taken out, right?
That's true, and I don't recommend people watch the video. It's very, very disturbing. But at the end, the shocking thing to me is nobody leaves.
Yes.
You know, everyone is just stunned. And here's the truth. I'm not pointing fingers or pointing blame. If you've not been trained, if you've not had the conversation, if you've not thought about that ahead of time, well, then of course you freeze. Your brain can't comprehend what's going on. You've got a whole congregation half hunched over, not hiding, not running, not getting out of the way, just staring, saying to themselves, what's going on? This can't be happening. This can't be real. Well, it was very, very real. And if you don't know what to do, you could be next in that situation.
Is it time to do, during church, you know, an emergency training program? Much like, you know, you're too young for this, but when I grew up, we had the threat of, you know, a nuclear blast, you know, coming from Russia. So we were always finding a desk to jump under. We haven't had that in a long time, but maybe, maybe this is some training. Maybe this is what you address in, your church-based home safe training program.
Absolutely. Listen, in California, kids have earthquake drills. In the Midwest, they have tornado drills. All kids in schools everywhere have fire drills. We drill these things when we think they're important. And it's just we live in a new era. Our parents didn't have to deal with this. Their parents didn't deal with this. But we do have to deal with this. It's happening more and more. And we've got to train for it. You've got to tell your congregation, hey, if something happens, here's the entrances. Here's the exits. This is what situational awareness means. Whether you're in Costco, church, you know, any big box store or at a concert, what would you do if something bad happened?
Ryan, you bring up an excellent point here, and this is what people need to wake up to, and that is that evil is abounding, and it would appear that evil is abounding even more so. I don't know if it's just the information age because of social media and that we find out more about it, but clearly, at least from my venue, it appears to be increasing at every turn. I mean, heretofore places, whether it was schools or churches, movie theaters and that sort of thing, now it's they're all fair targets. You have to be on guard. I mean, we were at a movie theater last night to see 1917, the new movie that's coming out this weekend. And, you know, so you're on guard right there and thinking that, look, if somebody wants to go after people that would want to see this type of movie, you know, you got to start looking for exits. And unfortunately, movie theaters do not give you very many exits. And so you have to plan what you're going to do just in case.
That's right. And it's not to make people paranoid. The more information you have, the more training you have, the less paranoid you are. You're prepared. Now you know what you do. My wife used to tease me when we were dating, you know, because I would change seats with her. And finally one day she goes, why do you care where I sit? And I said, oh, well, I always sit with my back to the wall with a view to the entrance and exits.
Right.
She goes, why? I'm like, well, if something happens, I want to see it and be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just what you do. Now when we walk into a big box store every now and then, I'll ask my wife, hey, if something went down, where would you go? Mm-hmm. And she rolls her eyes at me because she's my wife. And she says, well, there's an entrance and exit over here. She knows where she's going to go. I have so much confidence when she's alone with my kids out in public, if anything went down, they all know what to do. The last time you want to have that conversation about what to do when a shooting breaks out is when the bullets start flying. Then
exactly.
You're stuck. Then you're frozen.
Ryan, as a son of a celebrated Christian leader like your father, you know, we mentioned in the introduction being the son of Dr. Dobson, what kind of personal and direct experience did you and your family experience even during that time when your father, of course, still in ministry and still noted?
But
what kind did you experience as a child growing up?
You know, the truth is, even before he became very, very famous, he had a good friend who was a pastor in Los Angeles at a Chinese church who was shot in the pulpit. I was probably 10 or 11 when that took place, maybe late 70s, early 80s, when he came home and told me that there was somebody with mental illness that came in and shot the pastor. And so we had thought about that, I mean, decades and decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
But really it got heated when the Attorney General asked him to be on the commission to study pornography, and then he was on the Attorney General's commission to study gambling. And now we know most of that is funded and backed by organized crime. And his hardline stance on gambling and pornography caused us to receive threats from organized crime. So we were taught from an early age situational awareness. Is someone following you? If they are, what would you do? Where do you go when you're in trouble? You know, things like that.
Is that the number one point that you stress in your seminars, is situational awareness?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. A big part of situational awareness. Just know, and in all situations, when you're with your kids, when you're at an amusement park, if your child, how to make them a harder target for abductions. Mm-hmm. Everyone carries a camera now. You go to an amusement park with your children. When you get there, take a full body picture of your kids, especially the shoes. Mm-hmm. If they get abducted, if you can't find them, you can go to a staff member and say, this is exactly what my kid looks like right now.
Exactly.
Everyone's
good point.
Got that camera, but we forget mm-hmm. to do that. The reason I say take entrance and shoes, if your child is kidnapped, oftentimes they'll have different clothes for your kids. Rarely do they carry shoes for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so look for those types of things. It's making your family that much harder. We talk about home invasions. That's why we partnered with Cope Security. Mm-hmm. Their website's copesmart.com. They do home alarm systems. We teach a whole thing on home invasions. How do you make your house less of a target than every other house on your street? Just to be prepared. Talk to your kids about sex. Talk to them about online porn. How do you mm-hmm. filter that stuff away? What do you do if someone in your family struggles with it? We cover lots of things that families have never had to deal with until today's family.
Yeah, and to the point here, Ryan, I mean, all this is on the rise. This isn't going down. We're just and again, I mentioned, I said, if whether it's social media, the information age in which we live in, I mean, the evidence is empirically solid to demonstrate that evil is abounding.
It really is true. Parents today, they feel helpless. They go, no one ever told me about this. It's true because it didn't exist before today. Yes, evil existed, not in the magnitude that it does today. And so, my parents, obviously my dad knew about pornography because he was studying it. At Focus on the Family, they got literally thousands and thousands of letters of broken marriages because of pornography. So I've heard about this for decades and decades. Mm. Most people are just now starting to address it, and it's very important that you do address it.
Exactly. Well, and we're realizing with some of the research that, a third of the people in church every day are dealing with pornography, including the pastors. We're finding out that Sunday evening is the prime time for even pastors. You would think after a weekend of being involved with congregants and preaching the word of God, Sunday night they go home and they get bored and they go to the internet. And next thing you know, they're watching pornography.
Yeah, we deal with addiction on our Rebel Parenting podcast all the time, and that's a big one. And really, it's self-soothing. Pornography is a symptom of a problem. We don't know that it's tools and skills to deal with our emotions, our grief, our trauma, and we find something to self-soothe. Oftentimes, it comes when, young boys are preteens and teenagers, and then it just carries on into life. They get married, they think this is going to solve everything, and it doesn't. They need help. It feels like the end of the world for a marriage. It's not.
Right.
It's happening. I mean, it's over 80% of marriages struggle in this area. And so we need to help these men get back on track and back into their marriages.
Well, without a doubt, and I appreciate you bringing that up, Ryan. Ryan, where can the people go for more information, especially about your workshops and, the places, the key steps that places of worship need to take in responding, to a tragedy? And of course, it's all in preparation like anything, right?
Absolutely. Then go to homesafeseminar.com. That's our website. Sign your church up. Watch the videos there. Homesafeseminar.com will get you started. And if you're looking for a system for your home, it's covesmart.com.
And, of course, Rebel Parenting as well, another website.
Yes, sir. Rebelparenting.org. Find us on iTunes 4 times a week.
Ryan Dobson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Ryan, thank you so much. Happy New Year, buddy. Take care.
My honor. Thank you so much, sir.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.